12 in the game, baby. We play for each other.
For the 54th time, the Broncos will play on the nationwide Monday night stage, and the team can hand head coach Mike Shanahan his 10th Monday night win at home with a victory against the Ravens. And players know fans from coast to coast will tune in to see if the Broncos can knock off one of only two undefeated AFC teams.
Playing on TV anytime by yourself is special. Monday night is special, Sunday night is special, all that is special.
Play on Monday night, you're the only game on. There's no Desperate Housewives or anything, so it's a must-see TV.
Monday night, it's the only show in town, and it's the biggest stage in football.
The Broncos hope beating a 4-0 Ravens team will send a message to the NFL that they're still one of the premier teams in the league. And there's little worry people won't be watching, even with Monday Night Football's move to cable.
Monday night never loses luster, whether it's on ABC, ESPN, or it could be on ESPN too.
No, it's still the game because obviously, you know, it's still the only primetime game. Sunday night games, you know, a lot of people are still traveling.
I don't care what station it's on. So this is a chance for us to go out and show what we're made of in front of a national audience.
Another Monday milestone awaits Shanahan. He'll coach his 200th career regular season game. The win will give him 125. That's third most by any coach through 200 games in the Super Bowl era. And with other storylines like Trevor Price and Mike Anderson's return to Denver, Monday should live up to its billing.
It's a privilege to play on that night. Number two, now everybody get that chance. And number three, everybody in their family watching, you know, your mama, your auntie, the police watching, everybody watching.
Reporting for Broncos TV in Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall.